Wyckoff Hotel, although it burned in 1946, was actually built back in 1913.
That's right. It was a state-of-the-art, high-end hotel, 15 stories high, built in the heart of downtown near where the Peachtree City MARTA station is at the corner of Ellis and Peachtree, advertised as absolutely fireproof.
Yeah, it was named after Mr. Wyckoff, the builder, and it was the tallest hotel in town at the time when it was built.
That's right.
Yeah, that it was advertised as fireproof. Why would it say that? What?
Because of the steel structure around the outside of the building.
It's not a wood frame building.
It's not a wood frame building, and so that the frame was fireproof.
In a number of Atlanta hotels, certainly since the 1870s, these magnificent Victorian wood structures had succumbed to fire over the years, hadn't they?
Sure. There had been other fires. And so it was viewed in this kind of way, and it was a classy, fancy kind of place. On the night of December 6th, there were about 300-odd guests in the hotel. There were about 15 rooms per floor, but there were about 40 students who were there for what was called a Y Club, YMCA, sort of student government conference in Atlanta, sort of the best and the brightest young people there. There were travelers, there were conventioners, there were soldiers coming back from the war. There was a range of people who were in the hotel that night. And early in the morning, somehow a fire originated, and the stairway, which was in the core of the building, there was only a single stairway, no fire escapes.
No sprinklers either,
no sprinklers,
no fire doors.
No fire doors, nothing to shut off the fire. And some of these doors in the stairway would be open, which actually accelerated the fire moving up. And there were transoms also that were open that further sucked air into the mass. And so immediately it sort of came up. So anybody above the third floor was trapped. And there was no kind of way to alarm people readily. And, you know, there was a lot of problems. And so you had all of these hundreds of people now trapped in with no way to get down because the stairway was consumed with fire.
This is a multi-alarm fire in Atlanta. So you've got fire department equipment coming from all over the region to help put this thing out.
That's right. You have 18 fire trucks that came in from all over the area. Many of these trucks, though, had only had ladders that reached up to the 10th story. So they couldn't get to the 13th, 14th, 15th stories of the 15-story hotel. And they were further, frankly, impeded by the fact that lots of the people in the upper floors were jumping out of the buildings or making sheets and trying to kind of lower themselves down. But you had this horrific scene of people jumping out of the buildings. I mean, we've seen this in recent years, of course, with people trying to jump out of the World Trade Center. This evokes, in many ways, the World Trade Center. But this horrific scene of people jumping out of the buildings or mothers throwing their baby out and then jumping afterwards. There was a Georgia Tech graduate student who heard the sirens and came there and took a photograph of a woman jumping out of one of the windows from the Wyckoff and won the Pulitzer Prize for this photograph. It's the only Pulitzer Prize in photography ever given to a non-professional photographer. And it was used, I think, in the Atlanta Journal the next day. But it just was a horrific kind of scene. 119 people died. 30 of these 40 high school students died. It was just awful.
It was the deadliest hotel fire in American history.
And I think still is the deadliest.
I think it is, if you count fatalities.
And when you think about it, in many ways, it has some similarities to the famous Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire in the early 20th century, which is the deadly industrial fire that led to various reforms in terms of fire safety for factories. The Wyckoff had a similar kind of effect in terms of improving, upgrading the fire codes in many municipalities and states. President Truman actually convened a conference the following year about fire safety where they addressed things like unprotected stair openings, providing multiple exit possibilities, other sorts of non-combustible materials being used, and in other ways, improved the fire code. So it certainly had an impact in upgrading and improving fire safety regulations in various numerous cities and communities across the country, but it took 119 people to die for that to happen.
The Weinkauf remains vacant for about 5 years and reopens in 1951.
As
the Peachtree on Peachtree Hotel. And I've got to think, boy, that's a real gutsy move. And it didn't really succeed. I think the building itself started and stopped and sputtered as this or that over the years.
Yeah, it almost had a haunted kind of quality. It was this odd little Peachtree on Peachtree Hotel. And then as newer, fancier hotels were kind of surfacing in the downtown area, it wasn't doing very well. It was sold to the Georgia Baptist Convention for a while, too, which used it for elderly housing. But then for about 20, 30 years, you know, or more, it was kind of this haunting, you know, it was almost like a ghost hotel. Maybe that the spot was haunted. In the last half a dozen years or so, it has finally taken off. It is now the Ellis Hotel, which is a boutique hotel, again, at the corner of Peachtree and Ellis. And there is a plaque commemorating the Weinkauf right next to it. So finally, after really more than half a century, probably closer to 60 years, finally did resurface as a hotel on the same site as the Weinkauf, the site of the worst hotel fire in American history.
A story Atlantans should never forget.
Right. Thank you, Steve.